look at the memory verse for the week.
And that would be Mark 3:35. It's a great verse. Let's stand and say it together. For whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother, my sister, and mother. Amen. Jesus said it. You can be seated again. What does it mean to do his will? What is his will? It's God's determination. Wow, God's determination. It's his choice. His will means his purpose, his decree. Does God have decrees? Well, if you read the word, yeah, there are a couple of them. Those aren't 10 suggestions, are they, huh? No. 10 decrees, 10. Thank goodness for the Holy Spirit, as Jeannie was talking about, so we can fulfill them. His inclination, his desire, his pleasure, his will. It means his wish. It means whatever he's inclined to, we're to be inclined to and actively do. His desire, and the word even comes from his list. Are we willing to do his list? Whoever is willing to do his wish, his will, his desire, his inclinations, those will be Jesus' brothers, sisters, his mother, etc. The idea is doing the will of the Father puts us closer to Jesus. In fact, puts us in the family of God as we receive him and accept him. And what we do is we go around, and this is how we are. These people aren't too happy. They're all blondes, so, except the one in the middle. But none of them are really happy, are they? Because there are people around, and they're lonely. They're estranged from one another. There's walls in between all of them, barriers that they can't get across. And that's how we are in life sometimes. We're out, and we're lonely. But if we do the will of the Father, let's look at this next transparency. As we all move toward to hearing, first of all, you have to have a relationship with him. You have to hear him to know what his inclination, his very wish, his desire, his pleasure is for your life. As we do that, we move closer to him. And guess what happens? The barriers between us come down. And we all get closer to him, but the other thing is we get closer to one another. Is that right? That's what happens in the body of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thanks for this verse that tells us we don't have to be estranged, we don't have to be alone, but we can be part of his family. I'm glad he put this verse in the Bible. I'm glad Jesus said this. I'm glad it's truth, because I don't want to be alone. I don't want to be estranged. I don't want to be out there and not have friends and not have fellowship, but I can have godly fellowship. And I thought, as Jeannie was really talking, praying this morning, as she was offering that prayer up for all of us, that we be filled to overflowing with the Holy Spirit. That's what it means, as we get closer to him. And I think, Jeannie, you bear witness to this, that as we let that, the Holy Spirit, come up in us till we're just totally immersed in the Holy Spirit, we're getting closer to God. And as we do that, each of us will find ourselves closer to one another, because we'll have the same mind together. We'll start to think alike, because we'll be thinking God's inclination, his thoughts, his pleasures, his will. So let's be filled with the Holy Spirit. Let's seek God together, even as a congregation. And as we do, we'll find ourselves closer to God and closer to one another. In him we live and move and have our being. Can we start with that one this morning? Because that's where life is. Amen. Amen. The other thing, as you're standing to worship, that what I said this morning is to prepare you for the hard questions that are asked in tomorrow's discovery. So remember tomorrow, don't just go, oh gosh, and put it down. You know, you have the answers, okay? Just remember what I said, and you've got the answers to the hard questions that are asked tomorrow. God bless you.